Hey, Mugwarts. Welcome to Wormwood and Witches,
a podcast all about the strange and unusual.
Tally
and Erica invite witches and weirdos from all backgrounds to the conversation of the mystic and divine.
Come fly with us on this journey as we explore ritual, magic, and the peculiar.
Hosted by Anchor, you can find us on all of your favorite streaming platforms.
You can also find us on Facebook at Wormwood and Witches Podcast or Instagram at Wormwood and Witches. Hello, it's Tally. It feels like, probably at least a month, but it does feel longer. Yeah, these are kind of nice, but it makes me lazy in between. You may hear some soft guitar music in the background. That would be Tom, although he didn't want me to say anything, but how could I resist? So hopefully he doesn't screw up because I don't plan on editing. And here comes the cat, so things might get a little dicey. I think we were going to discuss, I know Erica last time discussed crystals for the Morrigan. Move it, kitty. But I did that when I did my Lilith episode, and I'm still working through all of working with her. But I wanted to talk about some crystals that I recently picked up at a local shop, the Terrorium shop. It's really cool. I actually did a market there a few weekends ago. So definitely check them out if you haven't before. But back to Lilith really quick. The crystals I've been using with her is the Bloodstone and Obsidian and Black Tourmaline. I might add citrine to that. I think I started to and didn't. We'll see. I have like a really cool big chunk, but I feel like those are pretty good for now. So these crystals that I recently got is a lot of it is just me going through a lot of kind of negativity feelings towards work and communication. And so I've been diving into these other crystals that I got from the Terrorium shop. And yes, I'm saying it that way because they spell it like terror, not terrarium, just in case anybody thought I was mispronouncing it. So the crystals that I recently picked up, one of them is prehnite. And it's probably saying that wrong. It helps with nightmares, deep fears, and heals the healer. I've had nightmares all my life, so hopefully this will help. And I have it by my bedside table. Another one I have at work actually is smoky quartz. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I'm not a super fan. I feel like a lot of them are spray painted on. I don't know. I've seen a few like that. But I did grab one. And as you probably know, most people know that it's really good for grounding and protection and really great for negative attacks and negative energy. So I'm going to become friends with that one. Another one is the leopard skin jasper. It's really, really pretty, really good for courage and vitality and communication. And I also picked up the opalite because it's pretty, and I definitely don't really need any childlike qualities or playfulness because that's kind of my spirit anyway. But who can resist such a pretty stone? And also, it helps with optimism, and I could use a little bit of that right now. Two that I picked up because, well, they're just so sparkly, I couldn't resist. And you know us witches love anything that sparkle. One is blue goldstone, and I did read that it is lab created with quartz and something else that's escaping me at the moment. But it is absolutely gorgeous, and it helps with confidence, ambition, and motivation. And this other one, it's, I want to find a giant stone of it, is a cactus quartz. It was kind of this like almost lavender color, super sparkly, real sharp and pointy, and just had all these gorgeous quartz crystals all over it. And it helps to bring upon harmony and releases negative energy, helps and also helps with spiritual growth. So I can't even stop with that one. Like, I need to find one that's, I don't know, 10 feet tall, you know, just lying around in a cave somewhere. I did not check to see if that was lab created or not. So I'll have to check that. Maybe I can do that right now. There can be a little interlude of soft music. Oh my goodness, my cat just... did you just mess everything up? Oh. Did you? No, I don't think... Okay, maybe you're still... Maybe everybody's still here. Oh, there we go. My cat, of course, had to walk across the keyboards, and my computer just... everything went blank. So that'll be interesting. But let's see. Cactus quartz real quick. I'm really curious about it. It's associated with the crown chakra. It's also called a spirit quartz. That makes sense. It's so pretty. It is so pretty. Protective stone energetically and physically, shields the aura. Here we go. Is it real? Oh, let's see. So apparently it, this one says that it's more yellow, but the one that I have is very lavendery. Oh, here we go. Cactus amethyst quartz. I don't know. Apparently, it is real and found in South Africa. I'm going to have to post a photo of it because, well, not even a photo. It has to be a video because of all the sparkles. So maybe I'll pop that on the IGs tomorrow. That's all I've got. I really love these new crystals, and I can't wait to work with them and continue my journey with Lilith. It is a slow one, but I did recently burn the Lilith incense, and I don't know. It's one of those things. Did it actually do anything, or did I think it did something? Either way, it doesn't matter, right? If I felt something from it, then it happened, right? Well, I think that's it for this evening. I'm tired and need to go to bed. I say that all the time. And this might be the last episode. I think maybe our next one, Erica and I will be together again. All right, everybody, have a good night. Grab your crystals and get to work on those chakras and auras and negative energies. Bye.